Tornado basketball tonight right here on the Moose 92.9. Chris Bachman joined by boys basketball coach Heath Stille, whose team gets the conference schedule underway in just a few minutes. Heath, got a couple under your belt last week, and especially an overtime win down at Denison Schleswig on Thursday. I'm sure that had to be a fun ride home for you and the guys.
Oh, it was a great ride home for the guys. It was like we talked after the game. It was we left everything out on the floor, and as I went back and watched through that film, so many things changed from Tuesday night. We just had better help defensively. Our ball movement on offense was great. We didn't force shots. We looked to move the ball. I thought that we played a lot better on Thursday night, and obviously our effort showed Thursday night, so hopefully we can carry that into tonight.
Now I want to bring up the second point you brought up there, Coach, and your ball movement offensively. I totally agree with that. I thought you guys looked much crisper and just looked so much better on the offensive side.
Oh, well, yeah, and it helped out that they went to a zone defense on us, and we'd really stressed, I thought, that most teams are probably going to play zone against us, I think, this year with our speed and athleticism. So we worked on just making sure we try to get the ball in the middle of the floor, and we get the ball in the middle, and it can make a lot of things happen. We can make that extra pass and get that inside-out three where our feet are set going forward, and it's a lot better shot for us, I think.
As you rewind that game through your mind and then watch it on film, were there any other things noteworthy that you would like to share, or even about any of your individual players themselves?
Well, I thought that I didn't realize, I guess, as I was coaching, that we had 17 offensive rebounds on Thursday night. So I think that was a huge plus for our guys. And it was just everybody was involved. We had a guy with 7 rebounds, Jaw Leaf, and Parker Lang had 6. Josh Wurge had 5. Efrain Gonzalez had 5. Alfredo Ramirez had 5. And really down in overtime when Parker fouls out, we had to have a couple guys step up, and Josh steps up to the free throw line and makes his free throws and wants the ball in his hands, and just great to see somebody else step up, and I think it was great for our guys going forward.
Yeah, he made 2 free throws, and then moments later a 3-point play the old-fashioned way, certainly a key stretch there in OT.
Yeah, he was really stepped up, and I foresee him becoming that leader on the floor as well with Parker, and having our guys not rely as much on either one of those two and just being able to take care of the basketball and have the guys want the ball in their hands.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting you bring up those two and Wurge and Lang, who did a majority of the scoring from the team a year ago. Of course, Tuesday against North, it was the same situation. But what I loved on Thursday, and I even told you this after the game, is you had 9 guys in the scorebook against Denison Schleswig.
Well, and that was great to have those 9 guys. Braden Hoops had his 10 points off the bench, and then just the other 2, 3, 4 points mm-hmm. for everybody else. It's mm-hmm. just we're going to have those guys yeah. step up if we want to be successful to keep winning ball games.
Yeah, and winning ball games, hopefully in a nice way here tonight to begin the conference schedule. We'd love to start it with a win. Let's take a break, and we'll talk about this week, what lies ahead for the Tornado Boys with Coach Stille right after this on 92.9 KKIA. Storm Lake Tornado Boys basketball team hosting Estherville Lincoln Central. We're minutes away from the tip-off. Heath Stille, second part of our pregame visit. Let's look ahead to this week. I know you're locked in on tonight. We go to Emmitsburg on Friday. 2 very key games to get your schedule in the Lakes started on a positive note.
That was really what I stressed last night at practice. I talked to the guys and said, these right here are 2 games that if we want to get ourselves in the middle of the conference, these are here are games that we need to go out and compete and show up every night. And these are games that we need to win, I think, tonight mm-hmm. and Friday night. So I think those are very capable opportunities for us.
Well, it'd be sweet just to have back-to-back wins. So you lock in for 32 minutes this evening. I know you've seen ELC is 0-2. They've had a couple of lopsided losses here. You know, you can't go into the game thinking, well, we're going to make it 3 straight lopsided losses for them. You guys got to go out and play.
Yeah, I've seen them on film a little bit, and they do a lot of nice things offensively. They'll move the ball around. They don't have that standout post player that we've kind of struggled with recently. So I think that is a key for us tonight, is that we just need to make sure we keep them off the boards. And we're going to come out full strength, and we're going to apply pressure and do what we do, and hopefully that takes care of business for us.
Tell me about Monday. What was the focus at practice yesterday?
Practice yesterday, we went through our normal stuff. We went through our layups, went through our tornado shooting drill. We went through our shell drill, just work defensively and make sure we're not giving up the middle, force them to the sidelines. We worked a little bit more on our zone, our 1-2-2. That we'll probably show at some point tonight a little bit again, just to give them a different look and then we worked on our ball movement and our offense. We worked on only using two dribbles, so I think that really stresses our kids to cut to the basketball and make our passes and step to the basketball. So,
well, I'm looking forward to this one, Heath. It sure would be great to get a victory here tonight on our home court to get this week started and the Lakes Conference schedule started. Thank you for your time and best of luck.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Heath Stille in the pregame. Let's take a break. Starting lineups are coming right up here on 92.9 KKIA The Moose.